Grace to you from God, our Creator, from Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, and from the Holy Spirit who sanctifies us. Amen. Today I'd like to talk to you about forgiveness. I want to start by asking a couple of questions. Do you always forgive those who hurt you and sin against you? What happens if they continue to hurt you? Can you continue to forgive them and set them free from their debts to you? Should you forgive people even when they don't ask for forgiveness? Is there anyone in your life right now that you still hold a grudge against and have not forgiven? Does the Holy Spirit bring anyone to mind? And have you received God's forgiveness to you in Jesus Christ? Well, today I'd like to talk to you about forgiveness, and especially about how our hearts and lives can be set free to joy through the power of it. So let's talk today about forgiveness and see what God would say to us in His Word about that. Well, first of all, we can say from God's Word that forgiveness is very near and dear to the heart of God. It's part of His character. In fact, He tells us so in His Word time and again. Here's one example. Exodus 34, Moses goes up on the mountain, you remember? And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed before Moses and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping forgiveness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, but who will by no means clear the guilty. So what do we learn about God here based on what God tells Moses? He will by no means clear the guilty. It means He is a just God, and if people do not repent and they harden their hearts against God, they will be judged. But that He is a forgiving God, quick to forgive, to show steadfast love, to pass over sins in order to heal our relationship with Him. Isn't that a great news? This is the God who created you, folks, who made you in the beginning, is a quick to forgive God. We see that in the Old Testament, what God tells us. He also, Jesus in the New Testament, reveals the Father to us, right? Jesus says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And what did Jesus do when he went around? When anyone confessed their sins, then they came to him, to the woman who was weeping at his feet, wetting his feet with her tears. In Luke chapter 7, Jesus says, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Your sins are forgiven. To the woman who was caught in the act of adultery. Caught, John chapter 8. Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? No one, Lord. Neither do I condemn you. Go and do not sin again. And then to the paralytic in Matthew chapter 9, who was let down, remember, through the roof. Jesus says, take heart, my son. Your sins are forgiven. You see how quick our Lord God is to forgive? Do you share His heart? Quick to forgive? Do you know that even when he was on the cross, being condemned without cause, he prayed, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Can you say that to other people? Forgive them, Father. They don't know what they're doing. You can see the heart of the Father, our God who created us, and the whole world and everything else, and stars. You can see that by looking at Jesus, by looking at his word. Yes, he will by no means clear the guilty. Those who refuse to repent and harden their hearts, they will be judged, and fiercely. But he is a quick to forgive God, practicing steadfast love and mercy. Isn't that fantastic news? Brother asked, how are we going to stand before holy God, right? I mean, he is so holy, it says in Job chapter 4, even his angels he charges without care. How much more those who dwell in houses of clay? So we have a quick to forgive God who's eager to practice forgiveness. So, ask you a question. Why is God so quick to forgive? Why is that so important to him? Why is that the central message of the Bible, forgiveness? Really, that is the central message. It's because God knows that forgiveness is the one and only remedy for a broken relationship broken by sin. Right? That's the case in our relationship with God. Do sins break our relationship with Him? Yeah, take a look here. In Isaiah chapter 59, Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, or his ear dull that it can't hear. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you so that he does not hear. Your sins have made a separation. Say separation.
Separation.
Between you and your God. Broken the relationship, created a rift. It does that vertically with us and God. Forgiveness alone can heal it. Same thing in our relationships horizontally with each other, right? We talked last week about husbands and wives, remember that? And how sin can get into that relationship. Remember I had this up here? Husband, wife, they're together. The two are one. And yet, if sin gets into that relationship, love is not going to, and it starts to break them apart and separate them, you start to feel distance, don't you? You ever been lovey-dovey with your spouse? Hopefully. You feel all smooth, you're so close with your spouse. And all of a sudden, one day, one of you hurts the other person with a word. What happens? How do you feel instantly? That closeness, you feel separate, right? I don't want to talk to you right now. Separation, distance. I don't want to be in the same room with you right now. Distance. I don't want to spend time with you. Distance. What causes the distance, friends? Sin. What's the only thing that can bring these two back together again?
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness. It's not roses. It's not love. It's not candy. Good deeds are not going to cover this. Until that sin is forgiven, these two can't get back together again. That's why I told you last week, be quick to forgive in your marriages. And practice every night before you go to bed. Confess your sins to each other. Forgive each other. Have you done that? And kiss each other before you go to bed. Take out the garbage, lest your house become a dump. So every day, forgive and bring the two back together. It's the only remedy for sin. That's why it is so precious and at the center of our Christian faith, at the center of the Bible, at the center of God is forgiveness. And Jesus came, friends, for two reasons predominantly. One was to heal us in our relationship with God vertically, right? What does it say? Thus it is written, Jesus says, that the Christ should suffer, and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be preached in his name to all nations. Forgiveness from whom? From God, right? God wants to come first and heal that vertical relationship with the Father to all of you and to me. You can be reconciled today. Jesus died for your sins. You come to him, he's quick to forgive. Those who believe in Jesus Christ receive the forgiveness of their sins. The second reason, majorly, Jesus came was not just to reconcile this relationship, but this relationship too. Think of the cross, vertically and horizontally. He came to reconcile us to each other. You know what drives God crazy and angers him and upsets him and grieves him? When people are broken apart horizontally as well. Friends, husbands and wives, friends with each other, groups separated because of sin. And he says, as the Lord has forgiven you, you also now go out and forgive each other. Do you see how that sets us free? It sets us free from the bondage of sin in a relationship with God that now has peace. In a relationship with the other that has peace through forgiveness. Say forgiveness. Y'all with me now? All right. So why do we find it, though, so hard to forgive? I mean, we saw in the children's sermon here, right? God wants you to have a free heart, a loving heart. What's sin do? Once you bind someone else and say, I won't forgive you, what happens to your heart? Is it happy?
No.
Your heart gets pulled down to the ground, right? Down, you sinks down to Sheol. I'll just move it over here so you don't get distracted. You see how God wants the heart to come up no matter what? It's sin that drives it down. Why is it so hard for us to forgive other people? It's because the sinful heart does not want to forgive. It doesn't delight in mercy like God's heart does. Delights in revenge, doesn't it? If I hit you on the shoulder, what do you instantly want to do? Hit me in the shoulder. Naomi and I went down to a beach far away yesterday to just go check it out. And just joking around, she pushes me into the mud pool. Get my sandals wet. What did I instantly want to do? I'll throw you into the mud pool. Right? It was just fun, but every action demands an equal and opposite reaction. Someone hurts us, we want to hurt the other person. I read this story this week, actually, of a trucker from Nebraska. Read the story where it says, late one night he pulled his rig into an all-night truck stop. And he went to the diner and ordered his meal, and the waitress brought him the meal. And all of a sudden, the door opens and three real tough guys come in, leather jackets, bikers. And they say, oh, let's play around with this guy. It's a test of manhood. So one goes over and grabs his hamburger off his plate and eats it right in front of him. The other one grabs the french fries and eats them. The other one grabs his coffee and sips the cup. And they jeered at him. What did the trucker do? Well, he just sat there calmly. Then he got up, paid his fare, his bill, walked out. And these guys laugh at him before the waitress. Oh, he was nothing of a man. Well, here's a real man, honey. And they jeered at him. The waitress looking out the window says, yeah, he wasn't much of a truck driver either, because he just ran over three motorcycles in the morning. Isn't that the way we are whenever someone hurts us? You hurt me, I'm going to hurt you back. I'm going to get even. I'm going to settle the score. I'm going to pay the account. And you will rue the day when I pay you back, brother, for what you did to me. And usually, when we pay people back, it's not just an equal and opposite reaction. We up it just a little bit, because we're ticked. And then they up it back to us. You hurt me, I hurt you. You hurt me, I hurt you. You hurt me, I hurt you. Vicious cycle. World goes in a downward plunge into murder and such things. Why don't we forgive? It's because we love revenge. We want justice, not mercy. And revenge tastes sweet to the world, not forgiveness. But does it though? Does revenge and holding a grudge and not forgiving someone really bring you joy? I counseled a woman some years ago who had just gone through a divorce. Said, you need to forgive your husband. You're an estranged husband now, ex-husband. She said, I can't forgive him. He's done too much harm to me. She said, well, you need to do so at least, well, if you can't heal the relationship, at least do so for your own physical health, because this is going to bind your heart in bitterness and destroy your life. It's a poison. I can't do that. He's hurt me too much. At least do this then for your relationship with God. And you can quote the scriptures on this one. For Jesus said, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you don't forgive men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you your trespasses. Even then, she couldn't do it. After a while, I think she has, in time. And sometimes it does take time. But we think revenge will give us joy. Revenge will give us sweetness. That's like the story of the young man sitting on a bee. And a man came up to the park bench and said, you look like you're in great pain, sonny. Your face is red. Why is this? I'm sitting on a bee. Well, why don't you get up and run away? Because I'm getting more satisfaction out of hurting the bee than he is out of hurting me. There's a sweetness to revenge, but it's an evil sweetness. God is a God of vengeance. Leave it to him. He says, vengeance is mine. But don't fall into the hand of man. Man doesn't know how to deal with these things. The anger of man doesn't work the righteousness of God. Give it to him to do the judging. You forgive. And God says such a high price on that. He says, if you don't forgive man their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you your trespasses. And it's a downward spiral, really, into hell. And God wants your heart joyful and lifted up instead. So what did he do for us when the whole world was hurting and hurting back and hurting and revenging and hurting back and wicked, and it grieved him to his heart? What did God do? He sent his own son, Jesus Christ, to forgive us. Remember when Jesus went to the woman who was caught in the act of adultery? According to the law, according to justice, she deserved to be stoned. And Jesus said, let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her. They all went away, beginning with the eldest. Jesus was left alone with the woman. He stood up and said, woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? No one, Lord. Neither do I condemn you. Go and don't sin again. What's that story teach us? According to the law, she deserved death. According to the law, you deserve death, to be paid back for your sins by God. But what did he do instead? He gave mercy to her, and he gives mercy to you. Does that mean God passes over justice and never pays back? You know what? Jesus came to pay the price that would set you free. There is a punishment that's deserved for your sins. Jesus took that punishment upon himself. I came, he says, to give my life as a ransom for many. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Jesus appeared once for all at the end of the time to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. He paid at a great cost your forgiveness. So God's mercy, justice would be satisfied, and his mercy to set you free. I want to ask you right now, are you free in your relationship with God? Can your heart rise right up to the ceiling and higher because you're free? Sometimes God forgives us and we don't forgive ourselves for what we've done. It happened with any of you out there? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I believe God and Jesus, but man, I can't forgive myself. You know what you're doing in that case? You're saying, my judgment is better than God's judgment. That's a prideful position. God says, put that away. If I have declared it and I haven't done that for you, you need to receive that. Do you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? It was declared in Acts chapter 13, let it therefore be known to you, brethren, that through this man, forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. And by him, everyone who believes is free from everything from which you could not be freed by the law of Moses. He said to the sinful woman, your sins are forgiven. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Can you receive that word into your hearts right now? I know y'all got sins out there. Probably things maybe even that have haunted you down to this very day. Maybe you haven't forgiven yourself. But Jesus came to pay that penalty. He paid the price. And I declare to you forgiveness of sins in his name. Do you believe in Jesus? Say amen.
Amen.
Then you're free. Let that balloon of your heart, like we looked at in the children's sermon, rise up. Because that's what forgiveness does. It sets free. It's justice and binding people to justice and paying back that will bring your heart down. God not only wants you to receive his forgiveness, but he also wants you now to forgive other people. To take that gospel, that good news you just heard, and let it change your heart. Remember that man who was forgiven? Jesus, the parable, told us. The man who was forgiven that great debt, and he goes out and he won't forgive even just little tiny debts around him. Remember? That showed the gospel did not get into this man's heart, and his sins were again thrown upon him. But when you're forgiven a great debt from God, God says, let that joy fill your heart that I've shared with you grace. And now go out and love others and forgive them as I first forgave you. It says here in Colossians chapter 3, put on, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, patience, forbearing each other. That means putting up with each other. Enduring, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. So how do you forgive people who've really hurt you in your life? Is that hard sometimes? Amen?
Amen.
Sometimes it's really hard. The more they tick you off, the harder it is to forgive them. What does God tell you here? What's the secret? As the Lord has forgiven you, you forgive them. As the Lord did it first to you, do so to them. Well, what if they don't deserve it? Well, of course, that's what forgiveness is about. Forgiving and showing grace when they don't deserve it. Consider what we were like, how God forgave us. Romans chapter 5. While we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. Say ungodly. But God shows his love for us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Say sinner. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more than now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. Say enemies.
Enemies.
Say godly.
Godly.
ungodly. Sinners. Enemies. Then at that time, God forgave you. So when you have someone who's ungodly to you, who's a sinner to you, who's an enemy to you, as the Lord's forgiven you, forgive them in the same way. At that time, forgive them. That's what grace is about. Grace is not about saying, or forgiveness is not about saying, you didn't hurt me. You don't owe a debt to me. It's about saying, you did hurt me. What you did grieved me. You do owe me. You are indebted to me. But for love's sake, for grace's sake, as Jesus forgave me when I had done all wrong, so now I'll extend that same grace now to you. Do you see how that works? God first forgives us. When that gets in your heart, just share that same thing with other people. No one's ever done something to you that bad that you haven't done to God worse. Even if it's a terrible, terrible, terrible sin, because you sinned against the holy God. And he in his abundant mercy forgave you by grace. He says, forgive others in the same way. Well, what if they don't ask for forgiveness, Pastor? What if they don't want reconciliation? Well, forgiveness heals and binds and reconciles. It's a miracle how it does. But sometimes a person doesn't want forgiveness or reconciliation. What do I say? Forgive them anyway for your own heart's sake. What's going to happen to your heart if you go around holding a grudge against somebody else? Down, down, down it'll go. And if you don't forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Heavenly Father forgive you yours. It brings you down. My message to you today, again, with this, is God wants your heart free of these chains. Let the debt go. And up goes your heart to God. You'll have joy in your heart because of the freedom that comes with forgiveness. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Can you say that to others? They don't know what they're doing. I forgive you anyway. What if I keep feeling anger? What if I forgive and it keeps coming back up? Well, just like that servant on the bell tower, when you pull that bell and it gongs back and forth, let go of the rope. Eventually, it'll keep gonging for a while, but after a while, it'll quiet down. If you have trouble forgiving, just keep forgiving and keep forgiving. Eventually, it will quiet down. How often should I forgive? Jesus says, 70 times 7, which is always, for that's what your Heavenly Father does. And how greatly should you forgive? We read this in Ephesians 1, verse 7. In him, in Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. Oh, think about that word lavished. It's the word parousio in the Greek, which is super abundantly lavished. It also is used of a flower opening up as a bud. Can your heart go like that to others? I super abundantly open forgiveness to you, lavish it upon you. Because Jesus did so to me. And I want to share that with you. Margarita Lansky was a non-Christian atheist who lived in the 80s, very famous writer. She said in an interview on television, "What I envy most about you Christians is your forgiveness. I have nobody to forgive me. You have such power. You have such a key. You have such freedom at your very grasp in the Christian faith. To set your heart free, to get you free with God, and to get you free with other people, so that you live a light and joyful life, no matter what, through forgiveness. And you can do it. When it's hard, just do it. God will help you." Corrie ten Boom, as you know, was captured by the Nazis in World War II, brought away to a prison camp. She was tortured. Her sister Betsy died. After the war, she was preaching forgiveness in Christ to people, and a man in the crowd happened to be her old, evil prison guard. And he came up after and said, "Would you forgive me?" and extended his hand. And she looked at it aghast and said, I who preach on forgiveness and need so much to be forgiven of myself, I couldn't do it. I couldn't forgive this man. I remember the horrors he'd done to me. I couldn't forgive. But then she said, "I told myself it's not an emotion. It's an act of the will. I can lift up my hand. I can at least do that, Lord. You supply the rest." And when she lifted up her hand to that man, she says, and I quote, "As I did, I felt a current start in my shoulder, race down my arm, spring into our joined hands. Then the healing warmth seemed to flood my whole being till my eyes burst out in tears. I forgive you, brother, I cried, with all my heart. I forgive you." And for a long moment, we grasped each other's hand, the former guard and the former prisoner. I had never known God's love so intensely as I did at that moment. We're to forgive each other, friends, from the heart. Just step out and let God do the rest. That's the healing power of forgiveness. For we're forgiven to forgive. We are shown grace that we might show grace. And it all starts with receiving that forgiveness yourself. For God, Scripture says, was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting our trespasses against us, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. And so, set your heart free and set others free today. In Jesus' name. Amen.